during daf chav gimel amet beis, we have the Tosfos to learn on the Gemara. So let us just quickly skim over the Gemara. The Gemara had brought a memra from Rabbi Yochanan that an eved cannot be a shliach remekabel a get or an isha, for then he can't be a shliach lehiloche. That's how Tosfos learns Rashi, because he's not b'teiras bitten a kedusha. That is the reason why he can't be a shliach. His maskif lo rabbeloso, taima b'milsa d'lesa, so it come out according to you. The only reason an eved can't be a shliach, because he's lesa b'teiras kitna kedusha. Or b'milsa d'ise, but something that he is in the parsha, kosha. So you're telling me there is no other chesaron of shliches besides Isa B'Teiris or Lesa B'Teiris. But if he's Isa B'Teiris, then an Ebed could be a Shliach. V'Oivet Kechavim V'Kusei Nisna B'Teiris Truma D'Navshayu. A Goy can make Truma Nisnan Oivet Kechavim V'Kusei Shetomu Mishalahem Trumasam Truma. So the Isa B'Teiris Truma. Usnan, we learned a Mishnah in the Sechtes Trumes, Oivet Kechavim Shetoram Shal Yisroel. Afilo Bershus, even though the Yid made the sky a shliach to be Torah for him, Ein Trumas a Trume. The Trume is not a Trume. So, even though the Goy is B'Teiras Afroshes Trume, but a Goy can't be a shliach. My time. We learn out shliches from the ribuy of gam, and there's a miut ma atem Yisrael, av shluchachem Yisrael. So the teiris is not the only criteria. Afilu something that one is b'teiris. But there's another criteria we have to meet. It has to be dum yada'atem. Ma'atem Yisrael, av shluchachem Yisrael. So therefore, an Eved is not a Yisrael. We have here enough in the Gemara that an Eved is not a Yisrael. Dachsme, the Loshon Rambam is in the note that an Eved miklal, akum yotzo miklal Yisrael lay nichnas. So he's not a Yisrael. So the Gemara is asking a kasha. So if we're clearing a shaila, if an eved can be a shliach lekabel get ba'adisha, so you don't have to say the reason is because he's not b'teiras gerish. Well, he would be b'teiras. An eved is this ma'atam shliches, because you need dum yud mishalach ma'atam yisrael shluchachem yisrael. Omri devei Rav Yana, loy, ma'atem b'nei bris, av shluchachem b'nei bris. So Rav Yana said, we mentioned yesterday, Rabbi Kebeger is mevayer the machlekes of the Makshin Rav Yana, that the Makshin held, that we learn that from Gam Atem, that has to be completely similar to Atem in all aspects. So it is not maspik that it is similar to Atem in one aspect. Ma'atem b'nei bris, av shluchachem b'nei bris. He has to be a Yisrael also. That was what the Makshin held. And Rabbi Yanai answered, no. Rabbi Yanai answered, it is sufficient if it is daime la'atem b'chatzat. So that would be daime la'atem, that ma'atem b'nei bris, av shluchachem b'nei bris, that is sufficient. Now, let us see Tosfos. Ha'ivet kechavim v'akusi shetomu, perish bekunteres, tekosova ein kinyin li'ivet kechavim. Now, Rashi had a problem. How could How could something that grows by a goy, how could it be tevel, and how could you be mafresh trume? Rashi held there's a klal, something that belongs to a goy, so it's mufke from Kedushas Eretz Yisrael. If the bailus akum is mafkia, the dinei Eretz Yisrael, that is chal on the karke, so it shouldn't be tevel and trume. So Rashi said, this Tana holds ein kinyan loive kechom beretz Yisrael afki mekdushus maisa. That he's not, the kinyan of the goy is not mafkiya the bailus, is not mafkiya the kedushus eretz Yisrael. It's machlekes Tanoi. Zaktoisus veniralari, da filu laman de yoma yesh kinyan, mashkachasla, Shegodlo shalish biyad Yisrael, shlish biyad Yisrael. Now let's say you had tfue, which the first third grew biyad Yisrael. So mitzav this gidl, it's already chayif, betrumis amaisrus. V'konami men oivet kechob. So even though now, on the further gidl, there's a svare of yeshkinyin la'akum la'avkia mikdushes haaretz. So the next two-thirds l'chayre, there's no din tevel in truma the next two-thirds, but on the first third there was chal already, achiyiv trum and tevel. So we could have hechatim tzafilu yehod yeshkinyin la'akim la'afkui mekdushas oretz, but and the first third that was nizgadol b'rshus Yisrael, so and that third is achiyev trumen. So now Taisa said, and that third is another problem. It's lakuach, and lakuach is poter mitrumis amaisres. So Taisa says, "V'loy miftar mitam lekeach." The tvuas zaracho karinembe. Now, that's what we learn out. That lokuach is potter, because the pasuk says zaracho. It has to grow by you. Is the tvuas zaracho karinembe kivin shegodlo harbe biyad oivet kechol. Since two-thirds grew by the Abiyad Oivet Kechovim, it is called Zaracha. So it is called, so it is very interesting. The Chelik that grew by the Goy is Bechlal Mat Mechuyit. Because Yeshkinyi Lakum Lafkui Lechayre. So the Chelik that grew by the Yid, that Chelik that grew by the Yid wasn't Zaracho. It was purchased. So for Taisus, I mean, it seems to be saying that the Klolis Tvua is called Zaracho because it grew by you. So this is called Tvua Zaracho. And that is sufficient even not to pater the Shlish that grew by the Yisrael. But it's a very difficult concept to understand. Maybe that's why Tosis wants to say another teretz on this. Inamik shezoro ho'ivet kechob. We can say another hechetimtze. The goy was zereya. Umocha li Yisrael, v'god lo shlish, v'chos of economy menu. So, there's no ptur lakuach over here because this is called tvuas zaracha. That means, The hafkoa of lekuach is, it wasn't zaracha. Here, I did plant it. So memeila, by the Yisroel mistame, since it's godlo shlish, you can't say it's potter because it was not chiv yet. So by the Yisroel, it's Chalachiyev, and by the Goy, it's also called Zaracho, because he planted it. The The Perish Rabbeinu Tam B'Sofer Kama the Pchayetz, the Le Mifta Le Keach, Heichi De Lokach Koidim Shenismarach. The Rabbeinu Tam says Amir De Kachidich, that the whole Ptul Lakuach is, when already was Chala Chiyuv, and then I purchase it, so that patos the Chiyuv. But if it was purchased before the Chiyuv, so the Miluach creates the Chiyuv. Hinami, Rishash Geras B'Sochar Sodami Yisrael. Now Tosus wants to say, go a easy Echetimtze, that Be'emison, the Goy, rented the field from the Yid. Is the Tvua belongs to the Goy. There's no Lokuach over here. There's no problem of Yeshkinyan because the Karka doesn't belong to the Goy. Only as a Shibudan the Karka. It's only Shiris Karka. Nami Besochar Sodom Yisrael, Chayev Agodlo by Betrume, Bafilo Yeshkinyan Levit Kechovim because this Karka is not Koni to the Goy. So, the Gemara wanted to bring a raya that a trume is isa b'denafshay, that a goy is in the parish of trume. For hodam rinem bezvochim beperek beishama, beperekama de tmure, the kotshei oivdei krechovim ain ben bishom mile. There's no mile by kotshei akum. Meforish time mishim de yafinen chet chet metrume betrume ksiv b'nai Yisrael. So just like by a goy there's no trume, by a goy there's also no mila. We learn out chet chet metrume al kaponim shtei tachdok lo, that by a goy there's no trume. Is osi kereb shimin the poli koche b'seif. In the safe of this Mishnah. There's not a guy is nismayed from Truma. B'nei Yisrael. Utnan oivid kechovim shetoram esh shel Yisrael. So the Gemara asks the Kasha, if you say the only chesoron in shlichus, only chesaron and shlichus is because it's less of the nafshe. So why by truma can't a goy be a shlich? Have a motzi lishnuye the osi kerab shimin. So Taisu says the Gemara could have said a different teretz that is going according to Rab Shimin. The sova the lesser betruma the nafshe bepek shayni the kedushin. So we have here these are two mishnayos. Oivet kechom b'kushi shetorma b'shlam turma osam turma Rab Shimin holds it's not turma. That's a Mishneh turma is perigimel Mishneh test. Now we have a Mishneh perik aleph that a goy cannot be perim turma for ye. So the Gemara is a problem. Ayetzisa b'denavshe. So the Gemara could have answered. Yisus says the Gemara could have answered. It's going according to Rab Shimin to hold it's less of b'denavshe. Machlekes tamoim in this. So who says the Tan of this Mishnah is told like the Tan of Kama? Have a Motzilushni Dosi Kapshim and the Sovet the last of it from the Navshberg Shane in the Gedushin. Eladad Nifi name Mishani. The Mos has a better Territ than a fellow according to the Chachom and the Sabazundra Miet of Gam Ate. Ma Atem B'nei Bris V'im Taimah. The Perik Beis the Kedushin, Mashme B'l'Rab Shimon Le'itzach Leila Midrash Ma'atem B'nei Bris U'muki Lo L'drosha Achite Im Kain L'didei Menolen Hoda Kaimulon B'chol Duchte Ro'ivet Kechovim La'v Bashlichesu L'inyanschiye B'ribes B'perik Ezer Nesher. Just let's say the Teretz, and we'll see the Maram to appreciate what Teisvus Kash is. Yishleimed the mikol makom kivin de darshine mishliches mitlume migamaten minei alfinim ba'alme mistamed lem abina ba'alme ela dumye da'atem. Let us see the Maram. Understand Teisvus is asking a measure of the kekasha. Last Maram, the Perik, Tavov. Ma'atem b'nei bris, de la Rab Shimon lo yitzterich, mishum de iso hosam. De Rab Shimon svir alei da oivet kechavim lese betrume de nafshech. He had learned, Rab Shimon holds that there's no trume by a goy. Perish the shluchei shal odom kemaisei betrume. That by trume des bachlala din shliches. Va'achal gav del rabbonon iso hosam the shliches da ome yelfinen mishliches the geta pesach b'matzah. The rabbonon, there are three psukim which we learn out dine shliches. It says by get, Shilach, it says by Kolben Pesach, Shochat Eisei, that one person shechs bat kulam. And it says by, we'll see if it says by Trume. So, the Rabbonon hold that Shliches, B'chol HaPeire Kule, we can learn out from Get and Kolben Pesach, B'me'atzat. So why do you need gam atem? Elo lehekeshe. Leima ma'atem b'nei b'riz. Lema'i teivet kechov. So the Rabbonon do not hold that for ma'atzad of get and kolben pesach, we learn out b'chola perikula, that shlicha shlucha shom kemaisoi. I learned that a matzad from get and Pesach. So according to the Chachamim, there's a kasha. So why do you need a third posik by shlichus by trume gam atem? So the Chachamim say you're making a mistake. The gam is not coming to tell me shlichus. The gam is coming to tell me miyutim and shlichus ma atem b'nei bris av shlichachem b'nei bris. So according to the Chachamim, the gam atem is coming l'meute. That's fine. Now, Rab Shimon does not need a miyut for Trume. Nobody does need a miyut for Trume because Rab Shimon also goy can't make Trume. So it's milsa de lesa be de nafshe. So he can't be a shliach. So svira leila Rab Shimon. So the whole gamatem, according to Rab Shimon, you don't need the miyut. You don't need the meat because I know that a guy can be a shlich. Svilei Rab Shimon, the shlich is the trume lehavi yafino b'mahatzat, mishum de golilon kro b'trume, because of atem v'loi shutvim, atem v'loi erisim, have a meaning gam kein atem v'loi shluchachem, v'kach itzrich gam l'rabis es a shlich shi kemoisei b'trume. So, according to Rab Shimon, you need the posik not l'me'ute, no l'ribuye. There's a din shlichus. So I need a special, I would think atem is a miyut, atem v'loy shutvim, I think atem v'loy shluchachem. So I would think that by trumet there's no din shlichus. So the posik tells me that there's a din shlichus by Akum also. There's a din shlichas by Truma also. According to Rab Shimon, I don't have a miut. I don't have a miut at all. According to the Chachamim, I have a miut. The Gam is not coming to tell me din shlichas by Truma. I know shlichas. The Gam is coming to tell me a miut. According to Rab Shimon, a miut yizicha don't need by Truma because it's less of a din avshe. So the Gam is coming to tell me the din shlichas. But let us be aware that Rab Shimon does not have this miut of Gam Atem is not going according to Rab Shimon, because by Truma yizicha don't need a miut for Goy. And the Paul Pasuk is coming l'rabbi shluchim as a shlich helps by Truma. Rab Shimon doesn't have a miut for a Goy. So Taisus asked a meiridike kashe. So we have all over in Shas and Shlichus la'akum by Schie, by Ribes. So according to Rab Shimon, where do we know this then? And Shlichus la'akum. V'yesh lo'ima. So what does Taisus answer? The mikom akim tivin de darshin and Shlichus mitrume migamate. What the Maram is saying is a little difficult, but I'd like to say over what the Maram Shik says. The Maram Shik says a beautiful pshat. The Maram Shik says as follows. There's a machloikis. Let us ask a pertinent question. We have here three psukim by shlichus. We have a posik by get, posuk by Pesach, and a posuk by Truma. Now let's speak according to the Chachamim. According to the Chachamim, we see there's a din shlichus by get. Is a goy a good shliach by get? No. Less of a din avshe. So a goy isn't a good shliach by get. By Pesach, is a goy a good shliach by Pesach? Also not. There's also less of it. A goy can be a korban Pesach. So there's also less of it in Nafshe. So the two psukim of shliches, which I know, which I learn out kol ha-toyre kule, a goy is less of it in Nafshe. Afal pikein, the chachamim need a posik to tell me that a goy is no good. I learned this out by Truma. Atam gam atam atam b'nei b'ris. Because without this posik, I would say, well, by get is less of a denafshe, by Pesach is less of a denafshe, but by Truma is a denafshe, so let him be your shliach. So I need a new miyut of atam gam atam. Rab Shimon doesn't have a miyut of atam gam atam. Forget by him the atam gam atam is coming, there's a din shliches by Truma. And here, Taisva says, but since it's less of a denamshe, by Truma, it's less of a, there's no shlichus by Truma, because it's less of a denamshe. So Mameva, so b'chol ha-toyre kule, a goy can be a shlich. I feel it's less of a denamshe. That's what Taisva is answering. So the thing is a parallel, a chachamim yechichu. So the Maram Shik says there's a machloikis in Shas. Do you say, doin mi no, or doin mi no buki ba'asro? That means whenever you're making a lima from someplace, let's say I'm learning out from Gittin. By Gittin, state a parsha of shlichus, v'shilach. So we learn out as a din, you can make a shlich by a get. Now I want to learn out shlichus by schiyah. I want to learn out from Gittin shlichus. By schiyah. So I'll say, listen, by get, a goy can't be a shliach by get, because it's less of a nafsh. What will be by schia? So it's totally in this machloikus. Do you say, doin mino umino, or doin mino buki basa? So Rab Shimon holds, this is how the Maram Shik says pshat, Rab Shimon holds,
and you say, Doin Mino Amino. That means you don't go into Hashboinus. The Parsha of Shlichus says by Gittin. Is a goy a kosher shlich by Gittin? No. But the reason is Gaitman is done. But a goy is, that's the Parsha of Shlichus by Gittin. I have a Parsha of Shlichus by Pesach. Is a goy a kosher shlich by Pesach? No. Why? It's less than nafshe. There's a third Parsha of Shlichus by Trume. Is a goy kosher to be a shlich by Trume? No. Because less than nafshe. Aber wie nicht wie, wherever I have a Gilui Hakro, that there's a Parsha of Shlichus, and the Pasuk isn't speaking about Goy. Doin Mino Mino. So now I say, but listen, I want to learn how the whole reason I was Mamayit Goy, because less B'dinavshe, by Gittin, Pesach, and Trumah. Schiyah, I'm learning out, Tzise B'dinavshe. So Mamayla, let it go be a Shlich. You don't do such things. Doin Mino Mino. Whatever it says there, you bring over in other places. You don't split it. This halacha I learn out. The other halacha, it depends. There is less of an avshe, is this of an avshe. Rav Shimon holds Doin Mino Mino. The Chachamim hold Doin Mino Vuki Ba'asra. That's what the Chachamim hold. So the Chachamim hold that even though by Get and by Pesach, a goy is not a kosher shliach, because it's less of a denavshe. But by truma, it would be a kosher shliach, because by truma, it's a denavshe. So the chachamim need atam gam atam to be mamayit a goy. Ma'atam b'nebris, avshluchacham b'nebris. Rav Shimon holds y'all doin mino mino. So, and since in all the psukim, which tell us dinei shliach is grad, in all these psukim, a goy is not kosher to be a shliach, because it's less of a denavshi. So, b'cholatayrikula, a goy is possible to be a shliach. That's how the Maram Shik says, pshat and tais v'steretz. The Maram is very unclear, because Maram only talks about Tumah, that you have Gittin and Pesach also. But that's the taisis means, let's see in the Menik Nachmon the taisis. V'im taima, the Bepek Reis, the Kedushim Hashmeh. Now we'll understand the taisis, but the Rab Shimon, le'itzach le'le midrish, ma'atem b'nei bris. He doesn't darshan, he doesn't need this rosh matam nebris to be mamayet a goy, because he holds a goy as apostle shliach, because it's less of a denavshe. Umukilo le drosh achit, if I can't tell me bachal that there's a din shlichas. Mimkele day, minon and other kam bachalduch, they never krov la ba shlichas, so the yeshi, the ribis bebege ze nesher. Yes, I mean, the mikomakim kibin darshin and shlichas, mitrume migam atem, Minoy alfine baume, and mistamala mebine baume, le dum yedate. That means lav davke, trume, get. Well, wherever you learn that shlichis, all these cases is less of a denavshe. She said, doin mino, mino. The ksav soifa says, amoyredike vote to enlighten us that there's a machloikis, the masses, binyamin, and the Magen Avraham, if a goy could be a shliach for a goy. The Masas Binyamin says that a goy could be a shliach for a goy, because the whole chesaron of goy is, you need dum yedatem, so the meat of dum yedatem is, that a goy can be a shliach for a yid. It's dum yedatem. The shliach is to be done to the mishal, but if the mishalach is a goy, so who had in the shliach can also be a goy. The Magen Avraham is chaylik on the Masas Binyamin. He says, no, a goy can't be a shliach. The Ksav Sofer, he says, l'chayre, this machlekes is totally in the machlekes, the Chachomim and Rav Shimon. According to the Chachomim, how do you know a goy can't be a shliach? Only from Atam Gamatam, because they hold doin mino vuki ba'asro. So Memela, I would think Bacholat Erekul, a goy could be a shliach. The whole Mekoyer that a goy can't be a shliach is from Atem Gamatem. It's like the Masas Binyamin. So it also doesn't say the Pasuk a goy can't be a shliach. The Pasuk says that the shliach is to be like the Mishala. That's what it says in the Pasuk. So a goy can be a shliach for a yid, but a goy for a goy could be a shliach. The Magen Avraham, he says, the Rambam, we paskin like Rav Shimon. We don't paskin like the Chachamim. So Memela, how do we know a goy is no good? We know a goy is no good because with the whole parsha of Shlichus, Pesach, Get, Trume, it's the Agoy can't be a Shliach because it's less of the Nafshek, in all these three cases, and we all don't mean no, me no. So we even, Elima, that Agoy can't be a Shliach. So the meat is not as Atam Gamatam. Rabbi Shimon doesn't know the Atam Gamatam. So Rabbi Shimon has a meat that a guy can't be a shliach. So Mamela, it's no difference if the Mashalach is a guy or a yid. It's a Moira de Kevot. They said the Ksav Seifa wants the Taina. That the Machloik is the Masas Binyamin and the Mogen Avroim is totally in the Machloik is the Chachamim and Rabbi Shimon. And Allah, we pass like Rabbi Shimon, therefore the Magen Avraham says that the Masas Ben Yomim is wrong. A guy can't be a shliach. Zok the Gemara weiter. Omar. Rabbi Chiya Baraba, Omar Rabbi Eichene. Ein ha'eved nasa shliach lekabel geti shemiyad bailo. So this Rabbi Yochanan is like the Omar Ravasim Rabbi Yochanan before. Also the same thing, that since he's not Beteiras, so he can't become a Shliach. To be Mekabel again. Now, there'll be a sentence or two which will be very unclear. V'achal pi sheshoninu, Arei ad shivcha uvlodach ben choyrim. A person gave a shtar shichu to his shivcha, and he said, you should remain a shivcha. Uvlodach ben choyrim, but your vlad should become mishtacha. So it says, im hoysa ubra, if the vlad was her ubra, zoch saloi. So she's zeiche for the Uba, and the Uba becomes Meshucha. So, looking at the Rehitis Loshen of Rabbi Yochanan is saying two statements. He's saying like this, that Eved cannot be Mekabel a get for an Isha, because he's not Pateros Geish. Even though we learned that a Shivche can be mekabel a shtar shicho for her uba. Is kanshe laben, what's the contradiction? A shivche is betoyre shicho, so she can be mekabel a shtar shicho for her uba. An eved is not betoyres geirishin, she can be mekabel a get betoyres geirishin. So what is the connection of divrei Rabbi Yochanan? So that's the Gemara's kash. What is your problem? You have a problem over there. In Shichel, she's Beteira Shichel, so she can be Zeicha for her Uba. I get, he's not Beteira's Gerushin. Let us see what Rashi says. Afal pi sheshoninu, bebraisim and mesaches tmura, oimele shifchos eret shifcho. You should remain a shifcha of Lodach ben Choyrim, Hoysubra Zoch Soloi Lo'uba, Bekabalas Getzer Liyas Meshucha. Ma Yim Hoysubra, Ma Inyin Shicha Eitzel Getish, and the Koma Afa Pisha Shanina, Hob Vadai Betoyre Shicha Ritze. So Memele, so what is this member of Rabbi Yochanan? Ki Oso Rav Shmur Bar Yehuda, So he said, this AFRP has no connection at all with the first memory. He's saying two different memories. The first memory is that a Nevet can be a Shliach Lekabel get for an Isha because his La Beter is Gerish. That's one memory. And then there's a second memory. He's saying a second memory. What is the second memory? Nirindvar. The second memory starts off with a hakdom. Nirindvar. She'eved get bekabel get lechavei roi miyad raboi shol chavei. An eved could be mekabel ashtar shicho miyad raboi shol chavei. Avoloi miyad raboi sholoi. But he cannot be a shliach from his Odin to be mekabel ashtar shichu for another eved of his Odin. He says, since we have a klal yad eved ki yad rabot, so an eved knani of the same Odin cannot be a shliach to be meshacher another eved, because yad eved ki yad rabot. So he's just like the rabot. Just like the rabot cannot be meshacher the eved by putting the shtar shichem from one hand into another hand. So he cannot, the rabbi cannot be mishacher the second eved by putting it into the hand of his first eved, because yad eved ki yad rabbi. That's one yesod. Niran advorim. Sha'eved mekabel get lechaveirim miyad rabbi shol chaveirim. Rabbi shol chaveirim, so I'm not like, my yad is not like the Odin's yad. Avolei miyad rabbi shol. Vim lochashoch odom loima zu haloche. Yes, that's true, that you cannot be, an eved cannot be a shliach from his odin to be mekabel shichu for another eved from the same odin. Shenuya, we learned in Maisu Brazoch Suloy, and Chulbi, we learned, it does a, we learned that an odin could be mishacher the uber of a shivcha, even though the shivcha remains a shivcha. Reyat shivcha of lodach ben choyrin. So he doesn't want to be mishacher. So the yad of the shivcha is kiyad rabo. Va'aval pikein, it helps. So how could you say that ain't eved mekabel get? Miyad Rabbi Shaloi. And Moiloi, and this Kashe, and that was Rabbi Yechon's Kashe, Shneg Doili Adur Pirshu Es Adova. Zeteret on this Kashe, Rabbi Zeirev, Rabbi Shimu Bar Rabbi Yitzchak. Chad Oma Homoni Rebbi Hi. The Oma HaMeshachar Chatzi Avdei Kone. Chad Oma My time with the Rebbe, Boho, Kasava, Uba, Yachimeyu, Benasib, Mishikno, Lo, Echod, Me'evo, Reho. Let us see Rashi. Look to Rashi. Rabbi Yochanan, Tarti Yoma, Chode, Hode, Get Ishe. Never, Evet, Kanapi, Yoshliach, Von Ishe. Void, Achiti. He didn't say another memory. Now that second memory is saying ba'afalpi. Vahainu milsachite nirin dvorin she'eved mekabu get shichu l'chaveir. Yeah. This is the milsachite. That an eved is mekabu get shichu l'chaveir. Miyad rabbi shol chaveir shem rabbi shalom. The kivin there, but this is a teir shichu shlich nami motzim eved. Avoloi miyad rabbi shaloi im shneim shali shechel miyad eved kiyad rabbi dom. Osher mosrei get biyadoi lo yotza get mirshusoi. The get never went out of the rishus of the yodoi. The afal gav the eved mekabel get laatzmoi. And eved is, so Rashi asks, that means, if you have a problem, and therefore it doesn't have a teire shichro, because it never went out of the reshus of the yodin, so every eved knani that becomes meshuchi, you have the same problem, yad eved ki yad raboi, so there's no nesine shtar shichro, so how does every shtar shichro work? There we have an answer. Because he's becoming a meshucha. The eved is becoming a meshucha through the shtar shichu. And now we say, But if an odin has two avodim, eved aleph and eved beis, and you want to give the eved aleph to be zoich of elef for evet beis, but an evet aluf is a problem. You have evet kiyad rabbi, so nothing starting. And you can't say gitay v'yaday boim keachon because he's not becoming meshucha.
We learned, I'm sorry, Shaf miyad rabbi shalom mekabla lechaveri. Shoshanina, we learned to Moiso Ubro Zoch, so lay al Meshifra zu mekablos, lezeich Ubro miyad rabbo. So it's going according to Rebbe. The Rebbe also Meshacha chatziyab, they call the Evidai say chatziyab, you can be Meshacha chatziyab. My time with the Rebbe, here, Lamaise, the Uber and the Eved are two goofim. The Uber and the Shifra are two goofim. The Sov Uber Yachim Uvav like a Chatzi Gufa. The old Uber is so this halacha of one can give a star Shifra to a Shifra and say, Arei Ad Shifra, Ubroch ben Chayrim goes according to Rebbe, who holds two yesoides. Yesoid number one, you could be Meshacher Achatzi Yevet, and yesoid number two, they say Ubro Yachim, I said this is a Shichor of Achatzi Yevet. Let us see Toisvitz, then we'll try a little to elaborate on this sugya. My time at the Rebbe Garsinin, I guess in the Rabbi Yechonin, the Ba'oros of Rabbi Yechonin, the Uber Lab Yerechimehu, the Chemucher Sugi Hossam. No, there's only, Rabbi Yechonin only in Akasha, and this Barais of Rebbe, the Rebbe says, I said that an Evid Shel Rabbi cannot be Mekabel Ashtashikha for another Evid Shel Rabbi. I, Rebbe said that like this, so Rebbe holds Uber Yerechimehu. The Nasik Mishikna Lo Echot Me Eborea. Taimalari. Hoysa Ubro. If she was Muberes, Heich Zochsolo. How is she Zeiche for the Yuba? Afal Gav the Yerechimayu, even the Yodohu ki Yad Rabo. But her Yad is like Yad Rabo. Shaloi Shikher Elaho Ubro. He's only being Mishacha the Ubro. So Lagabi, this yad, you can't say gitay v'yodei boim ka'achas because this yad is not becoming meshucha. The uber is becoming meshucha. The shad is not becoming meshucha. Afilu shichr kulo chutz meyoga. Afilu be meshacha the whole shifcha. Besides the shad, we have a lot of this loy. V'chshemeshacha kula yesh lo koyach liskeis mishum dekita v'yodah boim kech kelinu bekama dekdushin. But here you don't have gita v'yodah boim kech or some emele, so Toisus blibes by a teime. So how does this work? If there is a problem of yad evet ki yad rabbi, and the only way the problem is solved is to the din of gitay v'yodei boim keechot, so that only applies by a yad of a meshucher, of a someone that will not become meshucher. So there's no din of gitay v'yodei boim keechot. So how does it help? So the read like by attain sashek. Let us see the Ran for 1 minute. The Ran says, the Ran is on Daf Yud Beis Amad Aleph, the Daf Elif. It is the last Ran, the Dibur Maskel of the Ran is Omar Rabbi Yochanan, before the Mishnah, but let us skip down to the last three lines of this Ran before the Ran of the Mishnah. Horebi, the Omar Shikha Chatziyab, the Konevada Yisra Chatzik. Here it's not chatziyavdei, the trei gufininu. It's the uber and the kesav uber yachim. I'm like a chatziguf. Forgav the yodo ki yad rabo. Afilohochi. Given the marabi mishach a chatziyavdei konek, and yalf labefek ashileyach. Eich de kamul de evet koina atzmi bishtai de atzmi mishum de gitoi vi yodoi boim keechod. Ochinami,
Gitoi vechetshoi boim keechot. So you also say gitoi v'yodi boim keechot legabi chetshoi. You have to understand what the Ran is saying. So I saw Natera Shmuel, he wants to say, the Ran is saying what Rab Chaim says, Chidushi Rab Chaim Alashas. So I'd like to say over to the best of my capabilities how I understand what Rab Chaim says Alashas to emphasize with Kashi. There's a problem of Yad Eved ki Yad Raboy. And that problem is solved with Gitei V'yodoi Boim Kachas. That's a problem by every Shichur of an Eved Knani, and it's solved by Gitei V'yodoi Boim Kachas. Now, let us try to understand what is the problem. What is the problem? L'chaire, we can understand the problem in two ways. One way we can understand the problem, that in order for a shtar shicha to work, you have to possess the shtar shicha. An eved does not have possessions. He can't possess anything. If he'll possess the shtar shicha, then he'll become a meshucher. If he'll become a meshucher, then he'll possess the shtar shicha. But it's like a cat chasing its tail, but al kaponim, you have to start someplace, and you have nowhere where to start from. The shichah cannot start till he possesses the shah shichah, and he can't possess the shah shichah till he becomes a mishichah. That is a problem. And that problem, we say, gitay v'yodai boim ke'echot, that even though one is a sibe for the other, and one can't work without the other, for some reason, we hear it works for basachas, and it works, and we say, gitay v'yodai boim ke'echot. So, if we will accept this problem, that the problem is that you have to be, yodoi means over here, the zchiyas hashtar. An eved is not capable of possessing anything. Now, let's talk about a Eved that will want to be Zoyche. We have two Avodim from the same Odin. So Eved Aleph wants to be Zoyche for Eved Beis. Eved Aleph cannot be Zoyche for Eved Beis because Eved Aleph is Yad Eved ki Yad Raboy. So he can't, just like the Odin himself could not be Zoyche, take the Shtar and be Zoyche, because the Shivcha belongs to the Odin. But could the Uber be Zoyche through this Yad for himself, the Shtar, even though it belongs to the Odin? So Rab Chaim Tainis, since this is a Yad of the Uber, that means it's nichnas l'shusa uba. It's my yad. It's that means this is an oifen of acquiring the shtar by putting it into my yad. So he says, even though in hilchis mominis the yad belongs to the odin, but the uba who is a chelik of the aim could be zeiche through this yad also. He could be Zoyche through this Yad also. I can get a Schiyah through this Yad. The whole problem is, how can I be Zoyche? So that's the problem. So Rab Chaim says, so the Kasha finds sich nicht up. What's the problem? What is the problem? Even though the Yad belongs to the Odin,
But it's zicher the yad is an oifen how the uber could be zeicher the shtar. It's an oifen. It's a hnosalush. That's how I can be zeicher the shtar. Even though in chayshe mishpat it belongs to the other, it's still called a yad l'schiyas hashtar. So he doesn't understand Tosfos Kasha. She says, but perhaps we'll say Tosfos Kasha is different. Tosfos Kasha is that the problem of Gittei V'yodai B'm Ke'echa, that means it starts with an Asinus Hashtar, Liyat Ha'evet. And in the Nesine, so, and then the Nesine makes that everything should fall into place, that the Zoich and the Shtayim come on the Shuch, everything. But you need a Nesine Sashtali Yad Ha'evet. So could be Taisus held, but this, in Maise Nesine felt this. That means the problem is not how your Zoich in the Shtah. That means this is Zicha Ayat for the Yubo. I can be zeicher through this yad for myself, but there's no mice in the sinner because the yad belongs to the other. So that means I need a mice in the sinner. So that Rab Chaim Tainis, that was also no problem. He Tainis that if this is also a yad for the Eved Liskois, so even though it's a yad also for the other, it belongs to the other. There's no chesaron in the mice and the senior. And he brings a raya from a gemara further. The gemara says further that, if, let's say, you would have dalad amis that belongs to the ish and belongs to the isha, let's say they both walked in bas achas and dalad amis, and the baal would throw a get in these dalad amis, so the issue would be miskareshes. So he says, why? Because it's the daladamas of the isha. So he says, but it's the daladamas of the isha also. So it seems that's no problem. That means if this is also daladamas of an isha, so memele, so she can become miskareshes. That's called v'nosam biyode, even though it's biyode also. That is not a stira to the venosam biyoda. So therefore, Rab Chaim wants to taine. So in the mice in the sine gufe, there's also no problem. He says this yad is zicher a yad for the uber. This is the uber's yad. This is how the uber acquires something. That's how it's nichnas lo shusoy. So memela. So he says. So it's a good shicha. It's a good shichur. That means if a different eved would get the shtar, and the eved belongs to the yodin, so this is not a yad for the yubo. This is the yad of the yodin, so it can't help for the yubo. But the mother, this is the yad of the yubo. This is through this yad, that's how the yubo acquires things. So my mainly time is, so there should be a chesorin of Gittei B'yodai B'im Kecho. He says, and I fully say there's a chesorin in the yad, but that's good. So that's good for Zichl on the Chiddush of Gittei B'yodai B'im Kecho, that the yad that belongs to you can be mine for Shicho. So it could be that is pshat in the rat. Let us just see the start the next Mishnah. Af Hanoshim She'inom Namonis Loima Meis Bailo Namonis Lohove Yesgito. This Chamesh Noshim Hutshara Seine Zua Zu. And therefore, they're not Nemon to Taina Meis Bailo. Namonis Lohove Yesgito. Chamoiso, ubas chamoiso, vitzoroso, viyevinto, ubas bailo. Ma ben get lemiso. So now the Mishnah asks Akasha,
What is the difference between get and miset? That means the Chomish Loshim are not neman to say meis baila. We don't trust them. And we believe them to bring a get. Shaksav mechiach. So the Mishnah answers, because here we have a get. Hei sha'atzma mevi esgito, ubavad sheitzricho loima befonai nichtav befonai nechtav. Chamoiso ubas chamoiso. Bekulo meforish biyevomis. Visanyen lo umechavnois lekalkulo. They want to be mekalkulo. Is a sinne. So therefore, by saying meis bailo, and she'll get married, and it'll be teise mizu mizu, it is impossible to describe the glee the sinne will have. So Mamela, so therefore the Aina Monois Laido Shemez Baila. They're not them on to say Mez Baila. Yevimta Aishus Ahi Baila Saina Isa. Now why does she hate her? The Yereya Mimeno. Shema Yomos Echod Mishnei Balayim. Veloibonim. Viu Tzore Zulazu. So it's a potential tzore. A potential tzore already, there's a scene already. This is a Royas Anailid and therefore, she also writes, Uma ben get le mise. Da mise loy mehemnin, da get mehemnin. So the Mishnah says, Shaksav mechia. Vahosanye, so the Gemara is akasha, the Zabaraisa, the says fakel. Kishain she'ein nemonais loy mehemnin bailo. Kach ein nemonais lohovigita, that the chomesh noshim are not nemon to bring a get with chayish. The Meshaker, Amar Rav Yosef Lekash, Kan Boretz, Kan Bochutzulorets. Boretz, the Lab Adibur Adido Kosam Chinen. In Eretz Yisrael, she brings a get. So, and she's not saying anything, there's no Edis Mitzad Shliach. So Memele, we're not relying on her. Is Mehemne, so Memele, so she can bring the get. Bechutz Loretz, da dibur adido kosam chinen loy mehem. In Chutz Loretz, so there we rely on her dibur, so she's choshed l'shaker, choshed l'kalkulo. Omalei abaya adarate, ibche mistavre, boretz, di osi bal ma'arer mashkechinen bey. In Eretz Yisrael, she's gonna bring your get. So the din is you bring your get in Eretz Yisrael, she's allowed to get married. That's wonderful. Let her get married, and let the Baal come, and they'll say it's mezuyif. And she'll never be able to be mekayim to get, because it's not a mezuyif to get. The tzore, the sainte was mezayif a get. So Memele, so there will be a kilku. So Memele, so therefore she's not Nema. So that is Pshat and the Ba'is, speaking about Arab Yisrael. But Bechutz Loretz, the Osi Baal Ma'are, Loi Meshkechinem Be. Now she's going to say before my Mishta, and the Baal is going to come, and the Baal we'll say it's mezuyah. We won't believe the Baal. We believe the shliach. So there's no kilkul whatsoever. So Abaye is finding the whole reason we do not believe this chomesh noshim is if a kilkul can come out from their edes, so they not believe. We have to not be naive. We have to be chayish. Maybe going to be mekalkula. But if from their edis no kilkul whatsoever will come out, fakel shul seva fanei nechta, the fill of the bow will come. So, is therefore, mehemne, therefore she is believed. What does Rashi say? Ba'oretz, she'ena tzricha loyma b'fonei nichtav. V'yosi ba'amara v'omalei kesavti meshkechinim be'esh. She'ena niskayim be'bez. Vikula meimer, shizu miskabenes lekach, shatiskalko. Vchutzolorit, shizrichu loim bevanei nichto, vizeo ki yumoi, vizu leichashin liro, vimaare loim mehemo. So memeles, if there's no kilku, so there's no reason I should be choshed the chamesh noshe. There's a ha'ore from a bekeveger, the chumis reish chavbeis, that Rabbi Kebege is ma'ira l'chayre, there's another reason why these chomish noshim want to say meis bailo. L'chayre, they want to get rid of her. So, let us speak about Medinas Hayom. Medinas Hayom, let's say Chamois. Chamois, she wants to get rid of her daughter-in-law. It's enough. No, she wants to get rid of her. So how do you get rid of her? That's the problem. So she has an illusion idea. She forges a get. She comes to Eretz Yisrael. She gives her a get. Your husband gave you a get. See, my son finally listened to me after 25 years. Made me a shliach. He gave a get. You finish? She can get it ready. Goodbye. The husband comes, has for sure, and never gave a get. Kolnish for God. Sorry. The mother said that she gave a get from the nechta, from the nechta. She's a get. Fine. She gets married. And the husband said, I never gave a get. No, don't believe it. She gets married. Now, let's say, so either she's married, so she's married, finished. So she's out of the house. The Shriga Kapo, so she's out of the house. The new husband will give her a get. She's still out of the house because his master goes, Shalsimishani says. So she got rid of her. In Chutz La'aretz, by saying before Neinechta, she wasn't Mekalkala. That's right. She wasn't Mekalkala. There's Kilku and there's getting rid of. Kilku means I want to bury her. I want to take to Mizeh. I want she should be that's Kilku. In Kilku, so then Abaye is 100% right. That in Kilkul, in Chutzlo, there won't be any Kilkul, because, we'll believe that it will be funny, this will be funny, Nechtam, and, finished. But in getting rid of, L'chayye, she'll accomplish something, she'll accomplish a lot. So Rabbi Kevege says, so Bais Tachayis, we're not Chayish for this. That wasn't the Chash by the Chamish Noshim. The Chash of the Chamish Noshim was Kilkul. But this getting rid of that we're not chayish. That they'll be mishakeh just to get rid of them. They'll only be mishakeh if they'll be able to elom chatira bechayecha. They'll be able to see that this is getting buried just to get rid of her. That is an ideal thing, but not chayish. Let us just see. So Abaye says Ibche Mistavre Faker. So Lukhay Abaye is Mayradik Kirech, that there's nothing but to worry about in the Medina Sayyam. Abi Yasiv Sava, the Mikomakim Yachelum Lakalkala Bhutzlovit Aide Aidim Virayish Le Shalak Logia. That means there's a possibility if he can bring proof, perhaps it's a minute possibility. But if he could bring proof that he did not send the get, and Val the Shliach is Nemo. But if he'll bring proof that he did not send the get, that it's Mezuyev, the Edom themselves will come, and or Edom will say it's Mezuyev, that it's not the Chsimis Edom. So then he could be Mekalkul. So perhaps this is not so Shliach, but Rabbi Yosef was Chayish for this Kilkul, and Abaye, well, this is not such an easy kilkul to occur. So memela, they're nemon in chutz laaretz, because normally a kilkul will not occur.
I would like to clarify the Tosfos we had learned in the beginning of this year, which we had difficulties understanding. Tosfos ha'ovid kechavim. Tosfos wants to say in the first teretz that it is speaking about that a shlish grew by a Yisroel, Then a guy purchased it, and two shlishim grew by the guy. And we had asked the two-thirds that grew by the guy, that l'chayre is potter from Trumis and Maisris, because after the guy purchased the karka, it is, we say, yeshkinyin. The chalek that grew by the yid, l'chayre is l'kuach. So we didn't understand really pshat and teisves. Baruch Hashem, I found in the Eitzer, before Shia Talmud, he speaks about these difficulties, and he says as follows, the Ptur Lekuach is not a Ptur in the Peri, it's a Ptur on the owner of the Peri. The owner of the Peri is Mechuyev to be Mafresh Trumis HaMaisres only if it grew by him. If it did not grow by him, he's potter to be Mafresh Trumis HaMaisres. So therefore, Tosfos is saying, the guy who purchased it from the Yid, since two-thirds grew by him, so therefore, there's no Ptur Lekuach, because these peiros grew by him. Als the Haloch of Yeshkinyin, he wants to say, since the peiros became already Nischayev Betrumis HaMaisres, after it was Godlu Shlish. So whatever grows afterwards will not become upkepatos from Trumas HaMaisres. The whole Masha Godol Acha Shlish Mispato Legidol Shlish, and it's also Machuyev Trumas HaMaisres.